This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Well, you know, right around the corner is April 15th, tax time, and... you know, it's always helpful to have a few tips. We're joined by Farnoosh Tarobi, personal finance expert. Farnoosh, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So this is always a high anxiety time of the year for everyone. Do I file for an extension? Do I get through this process? Everyone likes to put the pain off. What is your best advice to those folks?
Well, I would say if you're feeling fearful right now or anxious about your taxes, one, you're normal. You're a human being. That's normal. but secondly, I would say, and I wrote about this recently in my most recent book, that when fear shows up in our financial lives, and taxes are part of our financial lives, that you might want to trust it as a signal to get educated, to get help, and to get moving. Because, yeah, we know when we're afraid of something, it's usually because we want to protect something. And if you have fear in your tax life, maybe it's because you want to protect your refund. You want to protect, you know, your tax return so that it's the best tax return possible so that you can get the most out of your tax life.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting, I mean, there's all kinds of folks that are on the internet. You never know who to trust, what's real, what's not real. That, you know, I've seen some schemes talked about out there. Where's really the best place to go? You talked about educating yourself, and I agree with that. Yeah. Even if, you know, even if you are going to get professional help, it's always good to kind of understand and know why things are the way they are, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I do think that even with a lot of the noise out there, you know, there's some trusted websites to help you just understand facts, like what's going on with tax laws, with tax code. I mean, there's like legit sites that can tell you that. And in terms of also like your state laws, you can go to local websites for that in terms of what state tax laws may be getting updated. More and more increasingly, I think a majority of Americans at this point are using what's called do-it-yourself tax prep programs to get them through tax season. And in some cases, those programs provide a cadre of experts who are hopefully really vetted and credentialed and U.S.-based to get you, again, through the tax season with confidence. They're there to answer your questions. They're there to give your return a look over. So I recommend that.
There's always this battle, you know, do I itemize or not? And for those that are W-2 employees, there's really not many opportunities, right?
Well, that can be true. I think that the rule of thumb is that if you have a very simple return, then you might want to lean into the standardized deductions. That's what they're there for, is to just make it as simple as possible. But I would say if you have more complex taxes, you own a business, you have real estate, you know, you have multiple streams of income because you're a side hustler and you have gigs, then I think in those cases, you might want to look at those itemized deductions, because you might qualify for them up to the max, and that can be more beneficial to you. It just kind of depends on your life. But yeah, I think that if you're pretty like simple return, my guess is that the standardized deductions are what you need. But you know, going back to like doing it yourself, I think we often think, oh, if I do it myself with like a tax preparer online, then I'm not going to be able to get any support or help or answers to my questions. And it's not true in all cases, but in some cases you can find a DIY tax prep that would go the extra mile for you. I've actually partnered with Tax Act, which is a DIY tax prep provider, and they check off all those boxes.
Yeah. What are some of the things that, you know, consumers do wrong when they're filing their taxes? A lot of information out there, trying to do the best that they can do. What are some of the pitfalls you want to avoid?
Well, procrastination is definitely a pitfall, because it just implies that you're not going to have enough time to get your taxes done. This does require some time, and it's not even just about the time to click through and get to the finish line. Sometimes you need paperwork, you need documentation, and so I guess another error or misstep is not being organized, not staying organized throughout the year even, so that when the tax deadline arrives or is approaching, you can easily reference these documents, and then it is just more plug and chug. I think also we underestimate our ability to do this on our own. You know, I kind of group this into the category of like personal finance. Taxes are an aspect of our personal finances. And in our country, at least, we're not really raised with this notion that, you know, it's easy, it's simple, we can do it. It's kind of create this narrative that it's so complex. And I'm not saying taxes are straightforward, but I do think that we tend to over-dramatize how painful it can be. But, you know, everyone gets through it.
It's kind of almost a repetitive thing, right? So if you're giving money to not-for-profits every year, you decide which is the best way for you to account that donation, whether it be a credit card or a check or whatever. You know, and usually there's a recognition of the receipt that they send to an email address. You just simply print that out when it occurs and get
it in
a file.
And you don't, you don't even have to print it out.
Create a file and it's all there.
Yeah. Having it even digitally filed away is proof enough. And you're right. I think these days when we are streamlining our expenses onto a single credit card or a single bank account or even multiple accounts, that's not the issue. It's the benefit there is that it's all there. Nothing gets lost or crumpled up and thrown in the trash, right? You're leaving yourself these digital breadcrumbs. And so hopefully when it comes time to doing your taxes, you can access that stuff. And maybe just the challenge there is just remembering all your passwords.
Absolutely.
That's
especially
a whole other show.
As you get older, it's like, you know, the other thing is like trying to decide for yourself in advance of all of this, whether or not a medical savings account and things of that nature that has, you know, very positive tax implications for you that you should avail yourself of, is just kind of having a look-see as to what your spend actually is, because you may be leaving money on the table.
That's actually the number one fear that people have around their taxes, is that they are going to leave money on the table. And so actually, you know, April 15th is around the corner, but you still have time this year until that deadline to contribute to a traditional IRA, which is a form of a retirement account, have that contribution go against your taxable income. So for 2024. So there are some last-minute things we can be doing. And then if you didn't have the opportunity to optimize those accounts for the 2024 tax season, let that be a lesson for this year, thinking about, you know, what are your financial goals and how can you marry those financial goals with some tax benefits? So if you have a goal to, say, invest for retirement, what are the tax accounts or what are the investment accounts that have tax breaks? I contribute to my children's 529 college savings accounts. For a while when we were living in New York, and those are New York accounts, I would get a state tax benefit from for my contributions. And so, you know, it's as they say, tax planning is a whole other ballgame. A little bit trickier to do with just a couple of weeks left to the deadline, but let it be a lesson for the next tax filing season.
So where can filers turn for help if they have questions and they're uncertain about, you know, what they can do or not do, what line it goes on or doesn't go on?
Well, like we talked about earlier, if you are working with a DIY tax preparer, they usually have resources, whether that's summaries, guides, calculators, real people that are certified and credentialed to help you along the way. Outside of that, I think, you know, speaking to you know, other experts in the accounting world, if you choose to get some help. The resources are out there. As far as websites, just make sure that it is a secure website, that it's a trusted website. And right now, I think, is a good time to also brush up on some of the potential changes in tax laws that may affect you, whether it's at the state level or the local level, just so that when you go to...
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do your taxes, you have that information and you're a little bit more prepared.
Yeah. Always, like I said, high anxiety time of the year. It's my least favorite time of the year. In many years, I end up filing.
It coincides with the spring, which is renewal, and we like that. But yeah, hopefully, you get a nice, you know, refund.
Not ever.
So I guess that's you're like good luck. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I guess that's why the high anxiety. But I can tell, Fardoush, you're a glass half full type of person.
Right? Depends on the topic. Yeah. When it comes to money, I'm very optimistic. I gotta be. It's my job. Yeah. But I'm not optimistic. Where does that leave everybody else?
Yes, exactly. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate your time and your insight, Fardoush Torabi, personal finance expert. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870. We got some time. We'll go to the talk lines. Love to hear from you when we return. This is Newell on WWL.